Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa Real Estate Commission, Public Protection Through Licensing and Regulation. The Iowa Real Estate Commission carries out its mission to protect the public through examination, licensing, and regulation of real estate professionals. IA real estate professionals operate under this commission's oversight, making its regulatory framework essential to your practice and compliance requirements. Review the commission's scope and stay current with licensing standards at hdial.iowa.gov/about/boards/real-estate. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Assessor releases property tax resources for IA real estate pros. The Iowa County Assessor provides online tools to estimate property taxes and submit real estate inquiries. Accurate property tax estimates and streamlined inquiry access help IA agents and brokers better serve clients and close deals. Bookmark the Iowa County Assessor's property assessment page for quick tax estimates and inquiry submissions. iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/property-assessment/. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Assessor's Office resources now available online for IA real estate pros. The Iowa County Assessor's Office provides online access to property assessments, tax credits and exemptions, board of review information, and a real estate search tool. Real estate professionals in IA can streamline due diligence and client advisory work with direct access to official assessment data and exemption details from Iowa County. Bookmark the Iowa County Assessor portal for quick reference on property valuations and available tax relief programs. htvec.iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County launches online real estate and tax lookup tools for IA pros. Iowa County, Iowa now offers searchable, database-driven online resources to look up real estate, tax sale, and recorded information. IA real estate professionals can now streamline due diligence and client transactions with instant access to Iowa County's official property and tax records. Bookmark Iowa County, iowacounty.iowa.gov/real-estate for quick reference on your next Iowa County deal. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County Recorder's Office, key resource for IA real estate documents. The Iowa County Recorder's Office provides access to vital records, military records, passports, DNR licensing, and real estate documents. IA real estate professionals rely on county recorder offices for property document verification, title research, and transaction support. Bookmark atacocounty.iowa.gov/recorder/ for quick access to real estate records and recording services in Iowa County. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most IA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of IA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.